Now it's time for our first feature. This is our regular local history spot, written by Richard Matthew and read by Sarah Lusher, on Sir Thomas Erpingham, a soldier, diplomat and administrator.
Above the Erpingham Gate into the precinct of Norwich Cathedral, there is a statue of a rather gnome-like bearded figure in armour. It is, in fact, of Sir Thomas Erpingham, and he appears rather small because he is kneeling, as befits one of England's most important Norman cathedrals. His life shows us how a man from a minor Norfolk gentry family could rise to high office and wealth in the 15th century. Sir Thomas spent most of his career as a professional soldier, diplomat and administrator, becoming very rich in the process. As a soldier, he is famous as the commander of the English archers at the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, when the English army defeated a much larger French force. Despite serving abroad and in several nationally important positions, he also played a prominent part in the governance of Norwich and in obtaining a new charter for the city in 1404. He was born in 1357, the son of Sir John Erpingham, the family name being derived from the village just north of Aylsham. Thomas, who was only 13 years old at his father's death, was early trained as a soldier, and in 1380 he was in the service of John of Gaunt, the king's uncle, and went with him to Spain, and then with his son Henry Bolingbroke to Prussia, and later to the Holy Land, for which service he received lands in Norfolk. When Henry Bolingbroke was banished by Richard II in 1398, Erpingham was once more his companion in his travels abroad. He was with him at Paris in 1399 and witnessed the agreement for mutual support and defence which Henry drew up with Louis, Duke of Orleans. He was closely involved in the deposition of Richard II and the accession of Henry Bolingbroke, who became Henry IV. He was the leader of the men who captured King Richard, negotiated with him when imprisoned in the Tower of London, and along with 10 others petitioned the new king that Richard should be executed. He was obviously valued and trusted by both Henry IV and Henry V, as he was made guardian of the king's second son, Lord Warden of Dover Castle, Marshal of England, and was made chamberlain of the king's household. He acquired numerous properties in Norfolk and elsewhere, and at the peak, his income was £600 per year, then an enormous sum. Because of his influence at court, in 1404 he was able to help the city obtain a new charter from the king which gave it a measure of self-government as a county separate from Norfolk and the power to elect its own mayor. Between 1409 and 1411, he also helped the city to gain the power to regulate the worsted cloth industry, and in 1415, as a result of ongoing disputes about elections for the city's government, he was asked to arbitrate. His composition, as it was called, defined the duties of the 24 aldermen and the common council of 60 members and established new electoral procedures. As late as 1420 to 1421, he was being rewarded by the city with wine. In August 1415, he was part of Henry's army of some 6,000 men which crossed to France in an effort to regain lands once ruled by England. As they marched towards Calais, weakened by dysentery, they were met by a much larger French force at Agincourt. The ensuing battle is one of England's most celebrated victories and one of the most important English triumphs in the Hundred Years' War. The English dead numbered only a few hundred, to compare to many thousands of French. It is also notable for the exploits of the English longbowmen, with the English and Welsh archers, commanded by Erpingham, comprising nearly 80% of Henry's army. The battle is a central part of Shakespeare's play Henry V, written in 1599, and Erpingham makes a brief appearance just before the battle. King Henry, referring to his age, as at 58 he would have been seen as quite old, says, "Good morrow, old Sir Thomas Erpingham. A good soft pillow for that good white head were better than a churlish turf of France." And Erpingham replies, "Not so, my liege. This lodging likes me better, since I may say now I lie like a king." As the old man departs, Henry replies, "God a mercy, old heart, thou speakest cheerfully." Erpingham died on the 27th of June, 1428. In his will, he made extensive bequests to the religious houses of East Anglia, to prisoners and hermits in Norwich, and to the Great Hospital. He was buried in Norwich Cathedral. He was a generous public benefactor, paying for the construction of the Erpingham Gate and for the rebuilding of the Blackfriars Church in the city, still in use today, as well as financing the West Tower at Erpingham Parish Church. He married twice, but both marriages were childless. We know nothing more of his personal life, but perhaps we can speculate that Sir Thomas felt the lack of an heir strongly as he gave a new east window to the church of the Augustinian friars in Norwich, which commemorated the many East Anglian lords and knights since the coronation of Edward III, who had died without a male heir. His own arms were among those depicted in the window. 600 years later, his Erpingham Gate lives on as a fine memorial and reminder of this important Norfolk and English man.
Thank you, Richard.